from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll check in. Is Mike Trout the next Mike Trout? Next week, I'd like to get into some Tyler Glasnow chatter. And maybe we'll have to finally roast the City Connects now that these jerseys can actually be made. But before we do any of that, we'll turn this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
Thanks, guys. Jersey game sucks in Major League Baseball right now. Nike's just ruining things. I don't have any questions about that in tonight's Fair or Foul.
I actually think it's the little kids making it that are ruining it.
Really?
Yeah, they're not doing a good enough job.
So it's like the
accountability.
Yeah, the little hands at Nike's factories.
Hands are too small. Like Trump, just too small. I can't even make these jerseys. My hands don't even fit.
They're so big. Wait, I'm just kidding. Oh, God. All right, Fair or Foul number one. We're starting off with some pretty surprising success, I would say, of late. The Oakland Athletics.
Woo-hoo, baby.
They've won some games and been winning at least so many, it seems, than what I've been checking each day on the box scores that I had to go and add these up. So, Fair or Foul, guys, the Oakland A's, currently sitting at 17-20, have won 8 of their last 12 games. Fair or Foul?
Patrick Stein.
Sorry about that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good, Chief?
Realized I just, the wife and I just came out of bronchitis.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not
Thanks
contagious,
for
Joe.
Coming into this, you know,
we're
enclosed
not contagious,
studio.
Joe. It's just the COVID that
Are
I
you
have.
A doctor?
Yes. I read about it online.
Oh, okay.
I am a doctor.
Why did you just say that?
I'm an expert on bronchitis. I'm an expert on Anthony Edwards. And I am an expert on Gaza, Israel. Because I read things online.
As long as you went to WebMD and went to some Reddit pages to find that out, then I'm good.
It told
dude.
Me that Ant Edwards
reassured.
Is the next Kobe Bryant. And well, that all must die in the Middle East. And that I should quit this stupid show and be a doctor.
All right, reel it in. Reel it in, Patrick.
I believe the
Eight
answer-
of their last 12?
Or what is their last 12?
I believe the answer to this is fair. I do think they have been that hot. They actually got in a huge fest with Texas today, where Evan Carter went 1 for 6. Thanks, Fantasy Boy.
That's after they scored like 10 runs in the second inning.
Dare I ask the question, does Oakland have the best closer in baseball?
They might.
I just didn't think they would get to close save opportunities.
Did you see his quote about having like an entrance?
Yeah, he was afraid the lights wouldn't come back on.
If they mess with the lights, they might not turn back on.
That's so awesome.
And he's been demoted to AAA.
And he's been traded to, who is it? Where is he going?
Colorado Rockies.
Colorado Rockies?
I agree. I think this is fair because the Athletics didn't start. They didn't start like the Athletics of old, but it wasn't like this amazing start by any means. So I feel like they have been playing a little bit better according to their standards. And yeah, going 8-4 in their last 12, I think that's fair.
Oh, hold on. I need a Chet 3 and a cup block. Darn it. All right, that is actually fair. OKC still leads by 12, 92-80, 10 minutes to go in the fourth. That is fair. The Oakland A's have won 8 of their last 12 games, including series wins against the Marlins, your Baltimore Orioles, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, crazy.
Had to bring up that weekend series, huh?
I'm so sorry. I was shocked. I could not believe it.
You could have said, against the Marlins, some other team.
Joe is so defensive about his front-running Orioles now. Have you noticed that?
A little bit.
We lost to the Nationals today.
Oh, my God. There's 162 games, Joe.
Ryan O'Hearn tossed, Hyde tossed.
For good reason.
The umpire smoking crack back there.
For good
there.
Reason they got tossed. You can't argue balls and strikes, Joe. Those are the rules.
Sound like my dad, dude. Mariners down 4-2 today. I'm getting a text. What's wrong with the Mariners?
Well,
like,
where do I start, Dad?
Covering
my data right now?
It's still win. Oh my God.
How many more texts do I have left this month?
That's
that
funny.
Still a thing?
All right. Fair or foul number 2. You mentioned him in the last segment. Go catch it on the podcast. Not quite wherever you get him, but almost wherever you get him anywhere.
No,
Chicago
they're
Cubs.
Gone. I told you guys.
No, they haven't died. Not like Dustin May. Chicago Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga having an amazing start to not only the season, but his career.
I'm obsessed with him.
5-0 in 7 starts, a 1.08 ERA, leading the major leagues right now. It is just nuts to see, especially compared to Yamamoto's kind of up and down year, what success Imanaga is having for the Chicago Cubs, guys. And it had me looking at all of the Japanese pitchers that have debuted in Major League Baseball. So fair or foul, Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga is on pace to have the best rookie season by any Japanese pitcher in history.
Oh. Well, the fact that I think he could win the Cy Young, I'm going to go with, fair. You know, I think of all the Japanese pitchers that came in, a lot of, you know, Daisuke was really good at the beginning. Nomo was really good in the beginning. I believe he threw a no-hitter in his first games. That makes you pretty good. And he did it twice.
I don't think Shohei pitched enough in his rookie season.
Yeah. Shohei, where the jury's a little out on that rookie season is not quite representative of what he is as a pitcher. Imanaga right now it's like Imanaga, Glasnow, Kirby. Like, those are the three must-watch pitchers for me right now. I would say Strider, but, you know, he died. That's kind of where I am. I think Imanaga is amazing, and I hope he wins the Cy Young. Plus, it'll make my Cubs take look really good.
Repeat the question again, Jordan.
Yeah, Imanaga is on pace to have the best rookie season by any Japanese pitcher in history.
On pace. Orphan.
Fair or foul.
So is this opinion-based or is this fact-based?
No, I'm looking at stats here. I've got a list of the top 10 Japanese pitchers in their rookie seasons in Major League Baseball.
Well, I can't imagine there was many. He's not going to keep up a sub-1 ERA.
Why not?
For the entire season.
Roger Clemens did it.
I'm going to say
B12 shots.
I'm going to say fair. He's on pace. Because I really can't think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of another Japanese rookie season to start like this.
Right.
At least in my lifetime. How is Ichiro pitching his rookie season?
My right? guess, if it's not him, my guess would be Daisuke.
You're actually, you guys are right that you are both fair. He statistically is on pace to have the best season of all Japanese pitchers in their rookie years. But surprisingly, Daisuke, way lower on the list than you would expect. Because he, overall in his first year, had almost a 4.5 ERA, I believe only 12 wins, as compared to the best pitcher so far, at least to this point. Hideo Nomo debuted with the Dodgers in 1995, pitched almost 200 innings. I know you guys mentioned a couple of no-hitters. 2.54 ERA. So
wow,
at this point, it is close, but Imanaga, if he continues to just pitch lights out, he will have the best record of any Japanese pitcher starting their career. Kodai Senga, of course, another person with that's actually really, really good that we should make note of, but more recently in the league, just pitched to an under 3 ERA last year in his first season. Masahiro Tanaka. Actually,
oh, that's right. I like Tanaka.
Yeah. He pitched to almost a 2.78 ERA. Only 136 innings, though.
Remember when they rented out like a 747 for him and his crew? It was like, I think it was an even bigger plane than that for him and his crew to buy out.
Like a 748.
Well,
that a model?
There's a 747, and then there's like the Airbus like A330, which is like the biggest one now.
Why aren't they 477 or 477 and then a 478 and then a 479?
Well, because it originally started 707, 727, 37, 47.
Why didn't you go to 708?
It was a Boeing 787 Dreamliner.
A Bruce Bowen Dreamliner.
It's not bigger than a 47.
The 787?
Yeah.
It is? I think it is.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's a bigger number.
Bro, you're talking to the airline aficionado of 1080 The Fan, and I can promise you a 787 Dreamliner is not bigger than a
Dude, that looks like a big-ass 47.
Oh, it's big. It's big. That's what she said.
Bigger than a 7 is a 780...
We'll get you some numbers here in a second, all right?
All right, now we're going to get into a couple of opinion-based questions here on Fair or Foul. You talked about him in the last hour, Luis Arraez, the second baseman acquired by the San Diego Padres, by the Padres from the Miami Marlins for some prospects. Fair or foul, y'all, Luis Arraez will make the San Diego Padres better. I honestly don't know, so lay your best ones on me.
Will he make them better? I'm going to say fair. That he will, because the dude does nothing but hit the ball consistently.
Over 300. One of the three things you do in baseball.
That's a thing that you should do in baseball as much as possible, is hit the ball. Yes, fair. I mean, getting on base, having a man on base, wouldn't you know it, produces more runs.
Shocking.
Juan Soto, he gets on base a lot.
And surprisingly, the Yankees are really good.
Elly De La Cruz, when he gets on base, even if it's just a single, he ends up on third usually because he steals bases, and that's much easier to score runs that way. So having a guy that is as on base as much as him, yes, that will make the team better.
I'll take this to another level than Joe and actually flip it on its head in this sense. He can't make them worse.
Yeah.
You know, like the style of player, like what he does, what he's good at, can't make that team worse. Now, will the other guys benefit from him doing that? That's the real fair or foul question. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's the real question, is will his production benefit the others? That I don't know. He will not make them worse. In fact, I think this is a great trade for them now that they can't sign people because they're in cap hell. I think Arise will be great for them. It'll just depend on if they're great for Arise.
And Jordan, I told you that a 747 was bigger than a 787. Why didn't you listen to me, dude?
Yeah, I bet you did, you airline aficionado, you.
Come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
$195,000 Masahiro Tanaka dropped on a one-way trip from Japan to New York. That plane fits up to 186 passengers. Do you think he filled that plane with his homies to go to New York?
Yeah, I do.
Patrick absolutely
is rolling over here.
Just having a great old time, dude.
Medium trip.
This beat goes. I'm telling you, this is 90s warehouse rave vibe.
I think I threw some dabs in there for you out there on YouTube.
That's more for the Twitch crowd, okay? They would more so know what that is.
All right, final fair or foul very quickly. The Seattle Mariners, up and down, obviously. Crappy game yesterday with 14 strikeouts. But then today you see the other side. Pinch hit grand slam from Cal Raleigh. They put 10 runs up against the Twins to win 10-6. So guys, fair or foul, the Mariners' inconsistency at the plate is because of a lack of talent and not an organizational approach. Fair or foul, it is because of a lack of talent and not an organizational approach.
Organizational approach. Like I would say that
the peanut butter jelly sandwich not taste good because I have bad peanut butter or no peanut butter.
There you go.
I would say that if the organizational approach is to not hit the ball, then yeah,
killing
I lean that.
They are killing it.
Yeah, because I don't think it's a lack of talent. Like that has not been the problem this year before the season as far as acquiring a well-hitting roster. Got Mitch Garver, you got Jorge Polanco in the offseason. They're supposed to be hitting and helping your team. Julio Rodriguez, what has he been doing? So I don't think it's a
slider away,
talent.
Slider away, slider in.
Cal Raleigh, I mean, obviously, big dumper, great at the plate.
Dude, the big catcher. Dump is going to be a unanimous all-star pick.
Ty France was starting off the season well.
And now he's garbage.
His FWAR is equal to Colton Wong's at this point last season.
I saw that. That's just throwing
shade. I think it's just a matter of, like, you have talent. You just don't want to be consistent in playing well at the plate. So.
I just think it's both. I think it's lack of talent and lack of organizational approach. I think too much was relied on Julio, and we're seeing that now that the pressure is too much for him as slider away, strikeout inside, and he strikes out. Like, that's really tough because Polanco has struggled until recently. He's had a couple good games over the last week. Rojas seems to be can't keep him out of the lineup because he's been good. Haniger is helping, but again, outside of Cal Raleigh, there's really no offense on this team, and I think it's approach. You could have had Matt Chapman, who's having a decent year. You could have had Cody Bellinger. You could have done something like that, and instead you chose to stick with a bunch of dudes that I don't think are very good.
Do you want
to
guess Julio's slugging?
Probably like 340.
Jordan?
He's got one home run on the year.
Yeah, 330.
305.
Oh.
305,
right? 305 batting average.
Yeah, exactly. His batting average is like 260.
255, which is sadly the best batting average among qualified players on the Mariners.
That is shocking.
That's terrible.
The next closest is Ty France at 248.
And he is garbage.
Yeah, their mantra, by the way, is control the zone. So.
Rumors on the street. Emerson Hancock for Pete Alonso.
Done.
Pete Alonso sucks right now too.
In a heartbeat and a half. I do that.
He literally is worse than Ty France right
yesterday.
Now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.